Welcome back to the Ortho Time Machine, where we delve into pivotal innovations in orthopedic surgery. I'm Sake Buraman, and today's episode is an exploration of the origins of the AO Foundation and its profound impact on modern fracture fixation principles. The AO Foundation, or Arbeitsgemeinschaft für Osteosynthese Fragen, revolutionized fracture treatment by introducing principles that transformed patient outcomes worldwide. In this episode, we're going to explore its origins, the visionary minds behind it, and the evolution of its groundbreaking techniques. Our journey begins with Dr. Maurice Edmund Müller, born on March 28, 1918, in Biel, Switzerland. From a young age, Müller was determined to become a surgeon. Inspired by his father's medical background, he pursued medical studies at the universities of Neuchâtel, Bern, and Lausanne, earning his MD from the University of Zurich in 1946. So of note, I'll be using some computer-generated voice acting for Dr. Müller throughout this podcast for dramatic effect. In 1950, a pivotal moment occurred when Müller visited Dr. Robert Danis, a Belgian surgeon renowned for his work in internal fixation. Danis had been experimenting with compression plating techniques, emphasizing stable osteosynthesis to allow immediate mobilization of fractured limbs. This approach was revolutionary, contrasting sharply with the conservative treatments at the time, which often involved prolonged immobilization. Müller was profoundly influenced by Danis' methods. Reflecting on this encounter, he stated,
"I kept thinking of Danis, who was so much ahead of his time with his concepts of stable osteosynthesis, and yet he was not able to accomplish much because he worked alone. Danis's failure to be influential sparked in me the realization that I would succeed in establishing a new school of surgery only if I were able to surround myself with an enthusiastic and devoted team."
Inspired by Danis's work, Müller sought to develop and refine internal fixation techniques. He began by collaborating with like-minded Swiss surgeons, including Hans Willinger, Martin Allgauer, Robert Schneider, and Walter Bandy. In 1958, this group formalized their collaboration by establishing the Arbeitsgemeinschaft für Osteosynthese Fragen, otherwise known as the AO, and this translated to the Association for the Study of Internal Fixation, or ASIF. In this podcast, we will center a lot of the conversation around interviews with Maurice Müller. But who were these other founding fathers? So we have to start with Robert Schneider. Maurice Müller's relationship with Robert Schneider was pivotal in shaping the foundation of the AO. They had actually first met as schoolboys in Biel, Switzerland, where both were members of the rowing team. Müller, the coxswain, was small and strategic, while Schneider, known for his strength, was aptly nicknamed Spitz, or Summit, for always leading from the bow. Their paths crossed again in 1952 during military service, a fortuitous reunion that Müller later described as one of the most important events in his life. Schneider, then the chief surgeon at Großhochstetten Hospital, was skeptical of Müller's radical ideas about fracture fixation, but Müller's persistence paid off. Schneider became impressed after witnessing Müller's surgical skills firsthand and introduced him to other influential Swiss surgeons. Müller reflected,
"Without Robert Schneider, the AO might never have been established. He was the most serious member of our group and was always full of good ideas."
Schneider was instrumental in gathering key figures, including Hans Willinger and Martin Allgauer, who would become co-founders of the AO Foundation. This collaboration laid the groundwork for the AO's pioneering work in internal fixation and their global influence in orthopedic surgery. Next is Hans Willenegger. Moritz Müller and Hans Willenegger first crossed paths through mutual connections in the Swiss surgical community, as already mentioned previously. Willenegger was already known as an experienced trauma surgeon and a meticulous researcher by the time he joined Müller's group in the mid-1950s. Their formal collaboration began when Müller invited Willenegger to a private surgical gathering at Balcrest in 1956, where the foundations of the AO philosophy were taking shape. Müller described Willenegger as an integral part of this burgeoning movement, emphasizing his methodical approach and practical experience. He remarked,
"Willenegger's dedication to research and documentation became a pillar of our success. He not only believed in our vision, but had the discipline to help bring it to life."
This partnership would prove pivotal in unifying Swiss surgeons around the principles of stable osteosynthesis and systematic documentation of surgical outcomes. Next up, Martin Allgauer. So Moritz Müller's first meeting with Martin Allgauer in Chur, 1957, was facilitated by Hans Willenegger, who praised Müller's surgical innovations and encouraged Allgauer to invite him. So Müller invited Allgauer's hospital and demonstrated advanced techniques, including intertrochanteric osteotomies for hip arthritis, which left Allgauer deeply impressed by Müller's meticulous preoperative planning and specialized instruments. Allgauer reflected on this transformative encounter, urging Müller to publish his groundbreaking cases. Allgauer said, quote, "You cannot sit on such material. You must show others what you have been doing," unquote. Their collaboration quickly flourished. Allgauer's keen academic and political instincts helped establish a network of like-minded surgeons, and together, they organized the landmark meeting in Chur, March 1958, laying the groundwork for what would officially become the AO Foundation later that year. Müller highlighted Allgauer's vital role.
"Martin was a gifted communicator and organizer. His ability to navigate the political and academic landscape was invaluable to the AO's early success."
Lastly, Walter Bandy. Moritz Müller met Walter Bandy, the chief surgeon of Interlaken, through their mutual friend Robert Schneider. Bandy and Schneider had studied together and maintained a close friendship. Bandy, 6 years older than Müller, was already an established and respected figure in Swiss surgical circles. Their first meeting was marked by Müller's demonstration of stable osteosynthesis principles during surgical procedures in Interlaken. These sessions allowed Müller to showcase his innovative techniques such as compression plating and gain Bandy's support. Bandy was so impressed by Müller's methods and vision that he became a staunch advocate for establishing a formal organization focused on advancing internal fixation. Müller later reflected,
"Walter Bandy was one of the first to grasp the significance of our work. His leadership and support in the early days were invaluable."
Indeed, Bandy's role was crucial during the formative years of the AO. He actually hosted one of the early organizational meetings in Interlaken in 1960, a really beautiful place if you haven't been there, where key decisions about the group's future structure were made. So Moritz Müller, Robert Schneider, Hans Willenegger, Martin Allgauer, Walter Bandy, the founding fathers of the AO, identified their mission, and it was clear: to revolutionize fracture treatment by developing standardized techniques and instruments that would ensure reliable and reproducible outcomes. They emphasized the importance of anatomical reduction, stable fixation, preservation of blood supply, and early mobilization, the four AO principles that remain foundational in orthopedic surgery today. The AO pioneers recognized that to effect widespread change, they needed to disseminate their knowledge and techniques. So in December 1960, they organized the very first AO course in Davos, Switzerland, attracting surgeons eager to learn about the new methods. These courses combined theoretical lectures with practical hands-on training, setting a new standard for surgical education. A significant innovation from the AO was the development of the dynamic compression plate, or DCP. This device allowed for controlled compression at the fracture site, promoting primary bone healing and reducing the risk of non-union. The DCP became a cornerstone in fracture management, exemplifying the AO's commitment to combining biomechanical principles with clinical applications. Despite their groundbreaking work, the AO faced skepticism, as you would expect from the broader surgical community. Traditionalists were wary of the new techniques, concerned about potential complications such as infection and hardware failure. However, the AO's commitment to rigorous documentation and research provided compelling evidence of the efficacy and safety of their methods. And by the 1970s, the AO's influence had expanded globally. They established a network of surgeons and educators dedicated to advancing fracture care. The publication of the AO Manual of Internal Fixation, or what was just known as the AO Manual, became an essential resource for orthopedic surgeons worldwide, detailing the principles and techniques developed by the AO. Central to the AO's mission was a commitment to research and innovation. And the establishment of the AO Research Unit in Davos provided a dedicated center for biomechanical and clinical research. Under the leadership of figures like Dr. Stefan Perrin, the Institute conducted pioneering studies on bone healing, implant design, and surgical techniques. One notable advancement was the development of the locking compression plates. These implants combine principles of angular stability with benefits of conventional plating, offering improved fixation in osteoporotic bone and complex fractures. The LCP exemplified the AO's dedication to evolving their techniques based on scientific evidence and clinical need. In his interviews, Dr. Müller often reflected on the journey of the AO and the impact of their work. He emphasized the importance of collaboration, education, and a relentless pursuit of excellence. He once remarked,
"Our goal was not just to develop techniques, but to change the philosophy of fracture treatment. We wanted to empower surgeons with the knowledge and tools to provide the best care for their patients."
Dr. Müller's vision and leadership were instrumental in the AO's success. His commitment to innovation and education left an indelible mark on orthopedic surgery, influencing generations of surgeons and improving patient outcomes worldwide. The story of the AO Foundation is one of vision, collaboration, and unwavering dedication to advancing patient care. From its inception in Switzerland to its global impact, the AO has transformed fracture management and set new standards in surgical education and research. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of the AO Foundation and the evolution of modern fracture fixation. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review. Until next time, I'm Saqib Rahman, and this has been the Ortho Time Machine episodes on the OrthoClips podcast series. Take care.